All right, let's start. Are you able to hear me? All right. That's because I'm speaking at this volume. So when you talk to me from the class, try to speak just as loudly. You're not used to because you're not an instructor. But I won't hear you at least, and probably others won't if you just speak at a normal. Anyway, hello, I'm Ty Hoffman, and we're here for Bio 181. It kind of sucks that our first meeting is in the lab because I prefer to actually describe the course in the lecture room, which we'll be in later today. So I'm still going to do that. I'll describe most of what I want to describe about the course upstairs. We're just going to pretend that you already know that for the moment. And that's because this first lab is long enough as it is without me first describing the course. It's not really so long in time. It just seems long, at least it does to me, because it's unusual. This is an unusual meeting for a couple reasons. One is that there is no activity that you're going to do, and you could ignore the stuff that's sitting out because I do this differently from what other instructors do. You won't be using this stuff, in other words. You're going to be only listening to me today in lecture, and that's why it will probably seem long to you as well. It'll be about a two-hour lecture, and that's all we'll be doing today in lab. Then we'll go upstairs, and you'll have to listen to me for another hour and 15 minutes. But another reason it's unusual is that there's nothing that you're doing as far as quizzes are concerned today. And so that's really the only part of the course that I want to describe here since we're in lab. This is a page from the syllabus, and I'll talk about the syllabus upstairs. But this just shows you the various kinds of things you'll get points for in this course, working towards your final grade. And a lot of these are laboratory-based things. Notice that there are pre-lab quizzes and there are laboratory quizzes. And so when I said this is unusual, it's unusual because we're not starting off right away with a quiz. But from now on, every meeting you should expect a quiz exactly at the beginning. And I say exactly at the beginning because if you're late at all, that digs deeply into the penalty box. It's 10% per portion of a minute. So 5 seconds late, 10% off. A minute and 1 second, 20% off, and so on. You can't afford to do that because points are going to seem really precious for most of you as we get deeper into the term. But anyway, those are laboratory quizzes. Those are the only ones that you do on paper in this room. And that's always right when we start, except for today. All right. Well, I shouldn't say that. It says that there are 14 of those. It's at most 14, because I could, on any given week, decide not to give you one. But I'm never going to tell you that ahead of time, if I even know. So always expect one starting next time. And, like I said, those are written in class right at the beginning. As far as what they're covering, each laboratory quiz, in-class laboratory quiz, will have to do mostly with the things that you did in the previous meeting in laboratory. All right. So most of the questions, and the number of questions will vary. I would say they probably average 8 per quiz, various types. Some are multiple choice, some short answer, whatever. But most of those will be about what you did the previous time. So you need to, that's one of the reasons why you need to know what you did and why you did it each week. Don't just blindly go through steps not caring what you're doing. It's important to learn. That's really the goal. But in terms of your grade, it's important to understand what you're doing each week so that you can score well on the following week's quiz. Every time I address the course, whether it's up in the lecture room or in here, I record my lectures, and so those will always be available to you. And I'll talk a lot more about lecture recordings upstairs. But the laboratory recordings are really important as well, specifically for doing well on each week's laboratory quiz. These quiz grades tend to be pretty low. Disappointingly low, probably, for most of you if you're used to getting good grades or high scores. And I don't know that, I'm not sure why that is, because almost every question on my quizzes comes straight out of what I told you the previous week in the recording, and you have that recording all week to review. If you don't bother to do that, then you might struggle on these quizzes. So treat quizzes for what they are. They're little tests. And so prepare for them by reviewing my lectures. Well, yeah, I can't give people unlimited time. I try not to strictly cut people off, but if it gets too long, I have to. The first quiz, which will be what we do coming in next week, that will be actually one that will take twice as long as the others. It's a special case also. But all the quizzes after that, usually 10 minutes is when I limit it, because that's enough. Usually, you know, if you're well prepared, you'll be done with a quiz within 5 minutes. Those are lab quizzes, though. Don't confuse those for pre-lab quizzes. Obviously, pre-lab quizzes are named for the fact that you do those before the lab. And there's one exception to that as well. That's another reason why today is weird. Today's topics include the metric system. So there is a so-called metric system pre-lab, but it's the only one that is not done before you come in. Obviously, you didn't know about it before you came in. So that's the only one you're doing after the lab. It's really a post-lab. And it's also the only pre-lab quiz that you're doing on hard copy and handing in person. All of the other pre-labs are true pre-labs. You have to do them at the latest, because they will disappear. You won't have access to them on Canvas after midnight on the day before the meeting. So for you, that would be Tuesday night is the limit. Don't come close to that deadline, because you won't be able to access them after midnight. And those are examples of comparatively easy points. Since points are going to seem precious, you don't want to mess up any, or you don't want to lose unnecessarily any easy points. The pre-labs are easy points, because it's really just a matter of looking at your packet. You'll get a packet each week. And there's one to pick up today, by the way. Don't leave before you pick up today's packet. It's just a matter of looking up the answers, putting in enough time to make sure you're putting in the right answers. Okay, so if you take these seriously and put in the time, don't come up to the deadline. You can get full credit on all those pre-lab quizzes, and that can go a long way toward making up for lower scores that almost everyone else gets throughout the term, to keep you from having to withdraw. All right, so those are pre-lab quizzes. You don't hand in any of those to me. You do them on Canvas the night before you come into the lab. And they're designed to keep you from showing up clueless. It sucks if you show up clueless, mostly for the people that you work with as lab partners. Right? You don't want to have a partner who has no idea what you're doing that day. So that's why pre-labs are there. It's also to give you a batch of points that are comparatively easy. And even more incentive to not come in clueless is the fact that on the lab quizzes, the ones you do in here, one or two questions could be about what you're doing that day. Most of them will be about what you did the previous week. Some might be about what you're doing today. So know what you're going to do each time. Look at the schedule. The schedule, by the way, is on the last page of the syllabus, but I'll talk more about that upstairs. There are also three laboratory reports you'll get points for, but notice they're not equally weighted. They get more valuable as you go from 1 to 2 to 3. And I don't freak out about these. These are not full-blown formal lab reports like you might have done in other courses, you know, with materials and methods and all the formal sections of a laboratory report. These are simply answering questions in the packet, but only on 3 of the weeks. Okay, so each lab report is about a totally different week, and I'm not even going to talk about those until we get to those activities. But they're there. They're a source of points, laboratory points. And all of those are also not done hard copy. You'll be required to use Microsoft Word for those. And it's fine if you hate Word, but you don't have an excuse that you don't have Word, because every student has access to it for free through Maricopa. And Canvas is going to accept only Word documents. So just use it for the sake of these three laboratory reports. Each one will allow only one thing to be submitted as well. So there are parts that you could do by hand, like drawing a graph, for instance, but you need to take a snapshot of whatever you do by hand and incorporate it into the Word document and then upload one document. We'll talk more about that when we get there, but there's 3 of the weeks out of the however many meetings we have this term will have a report associated with them. Most weeks won't, which means most weeks after you do your in-class lab quiz, that's all the points you get for that day. And going through with the activity, whatever you have to do, it's important to do, but you're not earning any points for that. You're not handing anything else in week to week. You're keeping the materials you write on to study as you accumulate those notes throughout the term. And so, like I said before, you want to know what you did and why you did it each week for the sake of the following week's quiz, but also you need to keep track of the entire term's worth of activities, because the only other lab-related thing that I didn't mention up here is the laboratory practicum. A practicum is just a practical examination, where instead of you sitting there like a normal exam writing the answers, you are interacting with stations, which will be put on these tables. So you'll be moving around from station to station. Well, each station, and this won't be until the final meeting in this room, it'll be the last thing we do in the lab, so you kind of put it out of mind, but it's 5% of your total grade for the course. So each of these stations that will be set up will represent 1 week out of the term. And so that's the other reason why you need to keep track of what you did and why you did it throughout the term. Okay? Don't throw stuff away, in other words, because you want to keep it for the practicum, preparing for the practicum. All right. Now, any questions about anything at this point? Like I said, I'm going to really describe the course upstairs, but go ahead and ask whatever you want. Okay? Yeah, go ahead. I was thinking 2, but it might be 3. I don't know. I'd have to check. However many it is, though, and we'll talk about the Connect homework upstairs as well, however many there are, it's set up so that it uses only your highest, not the average of them. Another thing that I should mention now is that there used to be a safety sign-in sheet that you had to fill out, and that's important legally to keep us from being sued. Now there is a safety pre-lab that you have to do instead, which is already on Canvas, and I think it might be due tonight, whatever Canvas says, but that's important not only because it's important stuff that's in there, but because you can't remain in the class if you don't do that. So make sure you do that pre-lab. It's also kind of a misnomer calling that a pre-lab, because you didn't do it. Well, maybe some of you have already done it, but it's okay to do that after today. Just don't put it off. And relatedly, safety-wise, I'm not going to go through the whole safety song and dance because that's what the pre-lab is about. But just realize I can't allow you to have any food or drink out. No food at all. That's usually not a problem. People usually don't want to eat a sandwich in a lab. But they do tend to want to have a drink by them. And so I can't allow that either, which will get more of a problem as it gets warmer. It's okay, though, to have a bottle as long as you either keep it entirely in a bag the whole time or put it in the shelves. And if you put it in the shelves, I'll even allow you to drink from it as long as you walk over there and drink it at the shelf, keep it there. Just don't forget it when you leave, which happens all the time. If you do forget it, by the way, these labs, you don't have to wait until I'm here for your lab. There's labs throughout the day, every day, and you can just come in and get it. It's best just not to forget it, though. And then the only other safety thing I wanted to say is that, is because people have a problem with this as well, once it gets warm, is that I can't allow you to have open-toed shoes. Today will be the only exception if you do have open-toed shoes right now, but I can't allow that. I can't let you stay. So as a disincentive, I'll tell you that if you show up with closed-toed shoes, your quiz score will be zero. And that's not something you want to happen. If you don't want to wear closed-toed shoes all day, then bring them. Okay? Any other questions? Okay. Let me make a new recording then as we get to the real stuff.